So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
They
that's
would take care of us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all. It's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Class, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Class. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right, everybody, thank you again for listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast.
Yep.
And we've got an awesome model that we're going to kind of highlight today. And I'm going to try really hard not to hit on her too much because her accent is just incredible.
Yeah.
Oops.
I'm telling you, it's on my bucket list. That accent in particular is on my bucket list. So we will move away from that topic now. I'm not trying to make it too awkward this quickly, but I did need to make it known,
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Sarah. Tell us, I know that you're a streamer, you've done Twitch streaming, you're doing OF. Just kind of give us a general overview, and we'll kind of go from there.
I got into OIF first. It was actually my partner's idea. I've got a lot of health issues, so it makes working full-time jobs and such really difficult for me. So I started with his idea of OnlyFans, which progressed into doing Twitch, weirdly enough, because I am a massive nerd. I'm a big gamer.
Okay.
Hence the name is a play on it's a play on a character from a game called League of Legends called Seraphine. And there's a
Okay.
thing
Okay.
in the game where if you die a lot, you're a feeder. So the Seraphine kind of sticks with it. It's really stupid, I know, but I
No,
thought
I know that game has a huge like
massive.
fan base.
It's
So
huge, yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to apologize for that. There's obviously plenty of other people that are in the same
Awesomely.
boat as you.
Right.
Most people that play that game, they don't like the game. They just play it because they've spent too much time on it. I'm one of those people. But yeah, I make myself look like an idiot online, and sometimes I make myself look cute online. It just depends how I'm feeling on that
Me too.
Yeah, we do the same thing. Sometimes it's
Yeah.
intentional, sometimes it's not.
Right.
I just get on and ramble and talk a lot of rubbish. Hope people find it entertaining.
That's a good thing,
Yeah,
and that's what
that's
we've
awesome.
realized people like. For some reason, people like listening to us talk. I don't understand it, but
I don't get
it's fine. We do it all the time at home, regardless. We were like, you know what, might as well just start recording it anyways. So, one thing we started talking on, we immediately got into a really quick conversation with you, which is always a good sign. For us, you're obviously easy to connect to. The conversation was so quick, we had to say, hey, hold on, let's hit record, because I feel like we should save some of this for the podcast.
Right.
I mean, I just want to say that should speak something about how personable she is if anybody reaches out. But one thing we were getting into is we're talking about getting banned, you know, on the explicit things. And sometimes it's not even because of necessarily, sometimes it is because it's really explicit. The things we had removed were full on pornographic on here. But we weren't like planning to like
Release it.
release it. It was like my camera was attached and it was recording and you know, everybody gets what I'm saying. It's fine. But we have been banned on other things
For none.
for like showing your foot one time. She showed her foot and we lost 20, 40, I don't remember. It was 20 to
It was ridiculous.
20,000 plus followers on a TikTok account because she showed her foot on a live.
For her fit.
For her
Yes.
foot.
I was sitting there. It was like at the time, like I had really bad social anxieties, but I was like, I want to like get out there and like do live streams and whatever, but I was like, I don't know what to talk about. So I was like, I'll just fold laundry, like just towels, shirts, whatever. I was like, I'll sit on the bed and I'll fold laundry. And
She had like 1,000 people at a time watching her too.
right,
It was
just folding
ridiculous.
laundry. It was the stupidest thing ever. But somebody asked one time to show my feet, so I just kind of like teased it and just showed it like half a second. Boom, done. Shut down. Or like the
Holy
live got shut off. The account got shut down, and that was it. And I was like, "Are you kidding?" There was no like warning, no nothing. It was just done. I was like,
cow.
"That's wild." So,
Of all things, like the things that you see on TikTok, especially, like I've scrolled through my For You page and I have seen people straight up having sex on a live stream and nobody cares. But if you show your friend.
yeah, it was
We oh,
wild.
that's not just that.
As
We've had
somebody who's just done it, yeah.
plenty of warning shots too from TikTok, and eventually we got to a point, really it was within, we lost TikTok a few times, but we got everything kind of built back up at one point. We had our Instagram, we had our TikTok and our Reddit, and in one fell swoop it all got just knocked out. And it was all explicit, you know, they're like, oh, you've broken explicit content rules. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm not posting anything different than the chick that has 5 million karma, you know?
Oh, but
It's
it's
also posting
literally
the
the
same
same
thing.
exact shit that she's posted, but because she has more fans, she's allowed to post it. How the fuck am I supposed to know what I'm allowed to post and not post when your biggest people
Are getting away with
don't have
it.
to follow the fucking rules?
Right.
Yeah, I go on rants quite a lot about this on my Twitch, specifically with the explicit content style things, because I've had a few warnings just because of my cleavage. I have big boobs. I can't help that. Like, I can't wear
Right.
anything without them being there. Like, as a woman, you'll know certain things. You just can't hide it. But I was I did it. I lost a bet. So I had streaming laundry, which if you're subcategoried right with Twitch's new terms of service, you can do. So I followed the rules. I went everything book by book. But because I'm not a massive, I don't have a huge fan base, I'm still quite small on the platform, I got banned like that. And so angry for the next like 4 or 5 streams. Once I eventually got my account back, I just started ranting about it, because you'll see people bollock ass naked streaming, doing nothing, categorized wrong. So they're saying that they're what's the word I'm looking for? It's acceptable for like underage people to watch from like under 18 or under 21, whatever the law is where you are. They're saying that they're perfectly fine to watch and that it's not explicit and it's not mature content, and yet they've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people watching them. Half of them will be underage because they're going to be kids watching that stuff.
Right.
But I'm the one that gets banned, even though I followed the rules. And it's like,
it's wild.
It is literally forever us. So we got to the point to where, so we had this thing. I'm going to go into detail on a bunch of shit, but we maybe cut it out, maybe won't. If you got to go, you let me know. Just say, hey, Jason, shut up. So we had this point where we were rocking it. She did this deal where she was going to fuck 10 virgins,
right.
10 virgin dudes.
Nice.
We fell into it. There's a whole thing to it.
It's a whole thing.
It sounds a lot crazier than just that, but essentially we reached our goal and we had like a season finale for our page.
Yes.
And the season finale was going to be this gangbang where we invited people back
that were the virgins.
There were the virgins, and she like 10. She got blindfolded for it.
Oh,
and she had to guess which one was me in her mouth,
right.
You know, in her. It one of the best videos we fucking have. We still have it. It's an hour long, and
right.
It's amazing. Awesome.
Right.
So we were like, this is going to
just
like,
explode.
It's going to explode. We're almost making 10K a month at that point in general, not just off of OF, but off of everything that we had. And so we were like, okay, this is going to do it. This is going to tip us over the edge because we've been building it up.
Right.
The night or the morning after, we finished filming it, all of our accounts got banned.
Fuck off. Really?
I swear to God. Yeah.
Oh, I remember standing in the hotel.
We released the video and it sold one.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, I just remember that feeling. Like, it was literally, we were about to get in the shower.
We were about to go live.
Like, on our OS.
On TikTok.
But I was getting in the shower.
You were getting in the shower. I was setting the TikTok up because you were going to shower. And then I was, you know, because we used to have the whole like ring light.
Oh,
okay. It used to be a whole production we had to do to get her to do it.
Right.
So she was like, okay, I'm going to go shower while you're getting it set up. And I walk over and I'm just like ghost white. I'm like, it's like,
we're done.
Yeah. Like, it's done.
And I just remember like, standing in the shower.
Then I went to Reddit and it was gone. And then I went to
Instagram.
Yep.
Gone.
And that's happened.
Multiple
several
times
now.
But like that
it's
was
like a
the,
full on.
That was the biggest one for us.
Is that the biggest one? I feel like the biggest one was a few months ago.
Okay, yeah, maybe. But like the biggest one that we'd like been hyping up.
Yeah, that one was the biggest loss for us because at the time we were new creators.
Right.
And
that
it was
been
just
a
like
fun for you.
Destroying, you know?
Yeah.
I still feel like that's one of those things where like if we could have kept that momentum,
it would have.
All those original accounts. I mean,
we would have been in a different situation right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that our situation's terrible, but
no,
like...
but like, it just would have been...
I wouldn't mind having my own compound somewhere, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's goal. That's the thing. I don't know how, like yourselves, you've been banned so many times, you've lost so many things. What is it that keeps you going? Because that, to me, would be devastating, and I wouldn't be able to continue from that.
This last time fucked us up. It straight fucked us up.
Like,
I've never had anxiety before in my life.
Yeah.
And this last time that it happened, we had... given up all of our safety nets. I moved out of state and we're just like, okay, this is what we're doing now.
And then like, what, 2-3 months after we moved, it hit again.
Yeah,
and
it just,
we lost everything. And like, we are still like, I feel like we're just now like.
Yeah. But this last time that it happened, it turned into a whole IP ban that somebody managed to get on us. So we ended up having to change like internet service providers and everything just to be able to continue doing our job.
Pretty much.
Essentially.
Right.
So, and it's hard to explain that to people because it's like,
they don't get it.
You know, they don't understand how does not being able to get on a social media platform affect your ability to live.
I'm like, oh, it's a lot.
Not to mention we weren't telling people at the time. But it gave me incredible anxiety. I'd never had anxiety before. And because I finally got anxiety, I realized that's what she's had for like 10 fucking years.
Right.
So we got her anxiety meds figured out. And she's like, oh, wow, I can make decisions now. And
I can talk to people. It's just really weird. Like, I didn't realize this is...
It's a strange feeling when you've had that sort of mental health.
You know, just like...
debug, I guess.
Yeah, and like, you know, getting out of your head and like, you know, instead of being like, should I say something? Should I not say something? And you just like walk up to somebody and say something and you're like, that's not who I've been. Like,
it's... That's a new feeling.
Right, it's weird. It's almost uncomfortable, but like, it's free.
Part of that motivation to keep going and... Part of our way to motivate us now is to kind of live that truth. You know, we can be who we are without caring essentially what anybody else fucking thinks. Because, you know, it's essentially just the two of us and anybody else can
just
fuck off.
Well, at the end of the day, you're going to piss someone off. So you might as well be happy in the process. Nobody is ever going to be 100% got everybody covered. There's always going to be someone that's going to hate it. But who cares as long as you're happy?
It's a really hard pill to swallow for a lot of people. I mean, that's especially I think for us growing up, that was, you know, we were talking to your mom and we were just like, she was like, why would you take so long to tell me? And it's like, well, because like, if anybody was going to freak out, it was going to be you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like people do freak out and like, cut ties.
Off.
You know, this is not a...
Yeah.
And her mom had a great response, which was essentially like, as long as you're not a drug lord, I'm not going to disown you.
Right. And I was like,
and I was like, cool. We're like just skirting the line, but like
thank God.
Just kidding.
Yeah. No.
That is a scary thing though. I remember when I first started doing OF, I was very anonymous. I didn't show my face. I had anything that would distinguish who I was. And I was so scared that someone was going to find me and tell my mother and tell my dad. My dad especially, I was terrified of him finding out. But it got to a point where, not to get into too much detail, but someone from where I lived and where my mother lived found my account. I don't know how, I was still very anonymous. And they started threatening me, saying, I'm going to tell your mother, I'm going to show everyone all your content, like, everything's going to be out there. Just... trying to get to me. It's someone that I had history with a long time ago, and they just petty people.
Yeah.
So I remember texting my mum and being like, Mum, do you know what OnlyFans is? She's like, not really, but I know enough. I was like, well, I'm on OnlyFans. And she's like, what do you mean you're on OnlyFans? And like, so basically someone's threatening to tell you, so I thought I would tell you first. So she's just like, as long as it's behind a paywall, I don't care. As long as I don't see it and I hear nothing of it, I don't care. Just make sure you're safe. And it was just such a relief because I genuinely thought that she was going to completely cut me off. She's
always beautiful.
Been
quite strict,
so I was very, very scared.
Yeah.
So I can feel, I can sympathize with that, telling people and being a little bit concerned about what they might think and being worried about being cut off. It is terrifying, but once you get past that, it's almost freeing in a way.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We are on that like
free,
just now starting to like you know, flap the wing type thing.
Yeah, we're like, ooh, that weight has been lifted.
You know, it's like marketing with my hands tied behind my back when I'm trying to not you know make sure that everybody's blocked in certain places. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah.
You get to a point where it's just like I can't do my job, and protect people. I'm not ashamed of what it is that I'm doing. I'm actually quite proud of it.
Right.
You know, if somebody wants to pop on my page and make fun of me for having a big dick, they're welcome to do that. You know, not gonna upset me.
It says a lot more about them than it says about you.
Exactly. Right. So I don't fucking care. Our issue that we had before is we wanted to protect people that we loved, which is kind of what it sounded like with your mom.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't care. You were fine, but you didn't want your mom to be blindsided by it. And I think that's what everybody else is probably mainly concerned with in a lot of this stuff is not necessarily, you know, I think most people choose this line of work. I mean, I'm sure there are some people that feel like they are, you know, coerced into it.
Or,
But for the most part, this is about, you know, women kind of liberating themselves and couples, you know, getting empowered about stuff. And
exactly.
You know, you're doing it because you want to do it. The only downside of it is what society may think about it.
Right.
Society's a pile of shit anyway, so who cares, really? I'm really sorry about the language, but
that's I've dropped the F-bomb like 20 fucking times, haven't I? You're fine.
Yeah.
I'm very awkward, though, so...
Well, I would love for you to start dropping F-bombs with your accent. It would melt my heart, I'm telling you.
I could definitely drop a few bombs that would probably get you banned. Accidentally, I will say accidentally. I don't think before I speak, but...
Neither does he.
Nope.
He doesn't
That's
either.
That's fine. It's just, when you're trying to protect other people, it just cages yourself more than anything, I found. And the main one I was trying to protect actually was my partner, even though it's his idea. My partner has children with his ex-wife. So we were really worried about her finding out in case, obviously,
right,
any sort of issue became of that.
Yeah, the backlash of that, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
To my knowledge, I don't know if she knows, and if she does, she hasn't said anything, so I don't really care. The kids are never here anyway when that happens. Like, I make sure the kids are nowhere near it, and
right,
there's nothing anywhere that mentions them or has any sort of inclination that there may be children, so it's like, at the end of the day, as long as they're safe, who cares?
Right.
That's,
exactly.
That's what it's all about. And we tell everybody that too. Like, you can make, you know, decision or make judgments, you know, based on our life. But if you go to school pickup, we're the only two parents every single day there to pick up both of our kids. We are at every single fucking event. Our kids have us when they need us. And I mean, this last year I've taken the time to teach my child how to play bass guitar, and he's a fucking Ooh. Monster. He's 9 years old. And he's a fucking monster.
Yeah, he's wild.
Really?
Yes, amazing. It's ridiculous. Something that we would not have been able to do.
Had we both been working 9 to 5.
My previous job that I had was not 9 to 5 either, but it was...
It was very intensive.
And I'd get calls, you know,
like
that
we could
I'd
never,
have to answer.
Like, we could never, like, plan a day out to be like, hey, let's go spend the day at, like, a theme park or go to a park or just anything, because it was like...
When they call, I got to go or else I could miss out on $20,000, $30,000 right then and there.
So it was
and
like
that could
be
my pay for the next 3 months,
right,
you know? So
we just, like, never got to either do something as all, like, four of us, or, like, I would have to, you know, just go, or we would have to go separate. Like, it was, like, a whole thing. And so it was, like, it just wasn't feasible. Like, yes, the money was nice, but... The amount
it wasn't worth it for the family life,
right? Like, as you know, all the time that he had to spend away, it didn't work for us.
Yep. So I mean, we got to the point where, like, hey, people can judge us if they want to, but they're not having to live our life. They're not having to pay our bills. They're not raising our kids.
Right.
And my kids are better than your kids, anyways. So fuck you.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's always the ones that have absolutely nothing going for themselves and never see their kids and never actually pay attention to them because they're too busy playing on their fucking phone, moaning yep. about someone else's life because they can't do what they do. It's right, always right. the same people that have something to say about it. And it's just, it's honestly sad.
Yeah.
I could never be that person that would go out of my way to try and pull someone else down. Don't get me wrong, when I was younger, yeah, I was an asshole. Everybody's an asshole.
Everybody was.
We've all had our moments.
Everybody yeah. is when they're a teenager, but you grow up and you get out of it and you realize how to treat people and you get along a lot better.
It's the hope is that you get out of it, you know.
Exactly.
That is the hope. And
it's the kind of schoolyard clique kind of thing, but some people just never grow out of it, and it's
right.
quite sad, honestly.
Yeah,
we've learned that we're at this phase now where it's just kind of we're inviting people into our life more so than not, you know. It's we're not saying no, we're just saying, yeah, you want to talk to us, come talk to us. You want to, you know, whatever. And we have, since just agreeing to do that, we've met the most amazing people. People like you, you know,
right.
that, like, we connect with. I would have never been able to, like, have a conversation with somebody, you know, where you're at and, like connect
just,
with this.
Right. Yeah, like, just
had it not been for this situation that we just decided to, hey, let's open up and let's just talk to people. Let's share our story and just, you know, let things come in.
Right.
It's just really cool. It's fun to, you know, kind of let all that kind of flow and see where it goes.
Even just the social aspect of it is insane. Less so with my OF, but more with, like, my Twitch side of things.
Okay.
I am not a sociable person, in person. I'm very anxious. I have autism. I have anxiety. I have depression. I have everything you could imagine that you don't want in the one little ball. I have that, so I don't really go out and do too much if I can avoid it. I will if I have to, but I try and avoid it more than anything. But having Twitch and OF, it's such a nice thing to be able to just talk to people from all over the world. Most of my friends are in America or in Canada, or I've got friends in Denmark, in Germany, everywhere in the world. And it's just, I never would have had that opportunity to meet such amazing people had I not got over my fear of going online. Which sounds so stupid, especially to the younger generation that grew up on it. Like us, we wouldn't have grown up on that sort of thing. We would have only had our local circles. But it's just so nice to be able to branch out and meet new people. It makes for a much more interesting life.
I totally agree. I'm right there on the same page with you. Like, I can be social if I have to. I would rather just kind of be the recluse, like, for the most part. Like, once I, like, get to know somebody really well, I'm more comfortable. Yeah. But, like, you know, very first time doing anything, I'm anxious as all get out because it's just out of my territory, out of my, like...
You're kind of safe.
Right, yeah, it's not, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but...
I completely understand. Yeah. It's like you're outside of your little bubble, and it's very terrifying to be outside of
your
little bubble.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
It is. It has allowed us to have a lot of interesting observations, because typically the first time we go into something, we observe, you know, and... kind of stay on the outside, and I think it's given us a lot of different perspectives of things, because we've taken it slower and allowed her to dip her toes in things, as opposed to just, like, you know,
diving in,
which is my technique on everything in life.
Just, you know, the
but I love her too much to force her to dive into things and make her freaked out.
So it obviously works out.
Yeah, we balance each other out pretty damn well, so it works out. So tell me a little bit now, just give me an overview on your page, what we can expect. I feel like a lot of people have been screwed over by OnlyFans pages, right? To where they'll go there, they'll show up, they'll pay $10, and then it's a bunch of, like, pictures where, like, maybe there you might be able to see a little bit of the areola right there, but not enough, you know. And that's fine if that's how you run your page.
But
I think it should be something that we at least tell people, so that when they go on, if they're like, hey, I just wanted to see some badge, you know, I don't know. Just throwing that one out there. Could be anything. Are they going to be able to see that?
Yeah. I mean, my page is a paid page purely because I want to keep my life a little bit more safe, I guess.
Yep. Okay.
So my page is a paid page. It's not a high fee, it's a low fee. But on my page, granted, recently with the technical issues I've been having, it's been a little bit quieter than usual. But on my page, you'll have things like solo content of myself, lots of pictures, lots of videos, lots of masturbation videos, because that seems to be what does the best on my page. A lot of solo content like that. My partner does also join in on some of it as well, but that's more short clips than actual full-length videos. I am planning on trying to branch out a little bit and do some girl-on-girl content, which is where I've been struggling a little bit to get into a community in my general area. So, for the most part, it is solo. Lots of ads, lots of tits. Mostly tits, to be honest. I have massive tits, so I'm going to abuse that. Like, I don't know what to translate to for you guys, but for EU and UK, it's 38H, which is massive.
I don't know what that is compared to us, but...
No idea what that is compared to you guys.
I'll have to look it up.
Definitely abuse the fact that I've got larger breasts and just they're out constantly.
Okay.
I mean, as well they should be.
Right. See, I have the opposite issue, so, you know, they're
also out constantly.
But they are also out constantly, so.
Don't get me wrong. See, if I could, I would get rid of them in a heartbeat. Like, they're not as fun as you think they are.
No,
they're...
I know, yeah. No, I know.
My God, I just want to get rid of them. I would much rather. Oops.
Yeah.
My bum's not that big. I've got a nice ass, but it's not a huge ass. It's just a big bum. So there's lots of that on my page as well.
All right.
That's...
All right. That sounds... And what is your price to subscribe?
It is $14.99. Yes.
SeraphEeds, right? There we
So
go.
Linktree has my Twitter, my Twitch, my OnlyFans, my YouTube, which I've just now started doing as well. I haven't really done much on that yet, though. That's still in the process of being built up. That will be more obviously my Twitch related content, which is a lot more into the gaming side of things. Less chatty, more ragey, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Fair.
So I play a lot of games like League of Legends. I hate to admit this, but I've been playing a lot of Fortnite recently. I've been playing a lot of Content Warning, which is a fun horror game. If
Okay.
you're a gamer yourself, I highly recommend it. It
Well,
is
look, if you want to do
absolutely
a if you want to
terrifying.
do a trios Fortnite match, Steph and I are well versed in Fortnite
I'm
and
not
can
very
kick some
good.
ass.
Honestly, be down to that at any point as soon as my computer starts working
Oh,
again.
that's right.
Yeah, no, hit us up. You know my email. Hit us up. We'll do it. We'll
I loved it. As soon as
stream
it's
it. We'll
working.
join it in on your stream and we'll advertise it. We won't stream it ourselves, but we'll just say, "Hey, go join your stream and watch us fuck up her game."
Right. You're
Oh,
gonna get
don't worry. I am
so
not that good.
frustrated with me. Yeah.
All I want to do is
Sometimes I
snipe,
can do
though.
really well, and sometimes I'm just shit.
I
Like
don't build, though. I can't do builds.
Oh, yeah, I can't do
No,
Are you a builder?
no.
Okay.
Don't do
Okay.
bells here.
All right, cool. See, I feel like that's a generational thing.
Right, like the
Yeah.
younger
Like my kid
ones.
is like, "Yo, I'm cranking 90s, Dad." I'm like, "I don't know what the fuck that means, dude. I'm just
That
gonna
doesn't
shoot
mean
you in the head with a sniper rifle."
And he's like,
anything.
"Stop sniping!" And we're like, "Sorry, bro."
Yeah.
Like,
You hate me because you ain't me.
right? Like, don't know what to tell you. But then, like, he'll be like, "Well, let's just do builds," and I'm like,
Nah, fuck you. I'm done. See you
I
later. It's
don't even know.
bedtime. Bedtime.
I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Like, my hands can't process that and shoot at this. I'm like, nope,
Yeah,
that's too much
I'm like
for
that as
me.
well. I actually, when Fortnite first came out, I tried it and it was obviously building at that point. I fucking hated that game. I swore that I would never go back to that game. But my partner plays it constantly. It is
Okay.
always on in the background and he talks me into playing it. So that was actually the bet that I lost that ended up in the lingerie stream on Twitch, is that if
Okay.
I started to enjoy Fortnite, I would have to do what was called the spicy stream. And
Okay.
I was mortified to admit that I actually really enjoy it. I don't know if it's maybe just because of the pretty colors and maybe it just appeals to my
It's because
autism.
there's so much you can do there for an
Yes.
ADHD person. It's you
Yes.
don't have to
Yes.
just focus on killing people.
You
You can
could just
also go open up
explore.
all these surprise crates that you have no idea what's in there.
That's what I do.
Yeah, like, fuck everybody else. I'm gonna go kill that boss and get a vault. Like, I don't care.
Right?
That's literally all she does is she just wants to open up crates. We're like, "Where the fuck'd you go? We're all dead." And she goes, "Oh, I saw a crate." And then there was another one,
Yeah,
and then there was another
that's
one.
and
And
then
then
like they all
she's halfway
continue
across the
on,
fucking map,
and I'm
and
like, oh, here comes the storm. Whoops,
yeah.
guess
Oh,
I'm
there's a
not gonna
shiny
make
thing
it.
over there. I'm gonna go
Right?
get
I'm
it.
like, oh well, but I got all this cool stuff, but I died in the storm because.
We got nasty as fuck in Rocket League too.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, I
real
might
nasty.
stop playing Rocket League.
We did Rumble, right?
Yeah, we were playing Rumble. Rumble's
Man,
fun.
we
Yeah.
did. I did. I think I had like 1600 hours on it at
Yeah,
one
something
point.
like that.
I got up to I was up to almost into champ. I was like two
Nice.
wins away from champ.
And
And
then
then you know how it goes. It's just like
shit happened.
all of a sudden I can't win anything for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah,
So,
so then we
yeah.
just kind of stopped for a little bit and just, I mean, we'll play it every once
We
in a
play
while.
it every now and then. Like our kid will be like, he'll brag to his friends that, "Hey, my parents are really good." And then their friends are like, "Yeah, right."
I'm better than them.
And then we just go and kick their ass, and they usually quit halfway through the
Always
game.
feels good.
And they're like, "Well, you guys are cheating because like I don't know how to like fly, so like that doesn't count."
Well
I'm like,
then,
"Oh, well then, motherfucker, maybe you should play a little more."
learn.
Like, then you're obviously not that good. Like,
Don't get me wrong. I have never been able to. I don't know why. I've never been able to fly with a controller. I can do it with a mouse and keyboard, which just feels backwards. But
okay.
I've never tried it
I
with a
have so we
anything but
never.
an Xbox controller.
Yeah, we've only ever done Xbox.
I
Yeah.
don't recommend playing Rocket League with mouse and keyboard. It's very, very strange, and it
I
just
can
it's feel
imagine.
feels really clunky. The control aspects in Air are much better with a mouse compared to a controller, but the actual driving aspect of it is so much fucking worse because you
I
don't
can
really
see that
control
because
it.
the in-air control is fucking abysmal on a controller.
Oh, it's shocking. I just don't even try on controller, but I
No,
had to stop.
you just aim and just
Hope for the
fucking
best.
hope for the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I had to
all I
stop
can do.
playing Rocket League. I can sometimes get a little bit of a temper when it comes to games. Not in an aggressive way, usually. Things like Souls games, I do not fucking play Souls games. First Dark Souls game I ever played, I smashed my Xbox to pieces and threw it out the window because I got so mad that I kept dying. I don't play games like that anymore. And I was getting to that stage with Rocket League. I think I'd got to Diamond something and I just couldn't win games. Right. I just hit a mad loss streak and it was loss after loss after loss. But me being stubborn, stupid me, didn't stop playing ranked, so I ended up dropping all the way back down to silver. And I was so fucking angry, I launched my controller at the wall and just said, I'm never playing this game again because I'm going to break everything.
Yep.
I started getting, like, jaw pain because, you know, I'd start clenching. You know? And at that point, my teeth started hurting. I was like, oh, it must be allergies. And I'm like, nope, it's because I'm playing fucking Rocket League and I need to stop again. I can't have my kids stressing me out all day and then my fucking useless teammates on Rocket League stressing me out too.
It's always ball chasers. Why does everyone have to chase a fucking ball?
Like, constantly. Guys, anticipate where the fuck it's going to go. Just anticipate. Think.
Just use your brain. It doesn't cost you.
You're making me clinch. You watch out.
Well, as you said it, I was like, oh yeah, I can feel that. Like,
I'm just going to end up going on constant rants, so just tell me to shut up.
No. We will too, so.
As you can tell, we go on those as well.
That's fine. That suits me fine.
Let me think. I don't really have anything else we can talk about, but we would love to have you back. If you ever have anything that you want to discuss with us again, you're more than welcome to come on, and we can just keep dropping them in. This is our full-time thing. You know, like, not this, but, like, OF. So... We literally
take time out
and just sit down and shoot the shit. And it's nice to vent to people
that
also understand what we are going through.
Exactly.
And I think we need a little more of that in the community too, because there's a lot of people who will shame you for the vent. You know, maybe you're not cut out for this. You know, you're going to need to have a thicker skin if you're going to be in this business. I don't think it's all like that, you know. I think it all comes down to having the right support, you know. And
there's enough to go around for everybody. It's not like, you know, OF is just so cutthroat, like, as far as, like, just everything. And so it's like, you know, no, guys, like, you don't understand. Like, yes, obviously it's cutthroat, but, like, there's still enough to go around for everybody. We don't have to, like, you know, hoard information and, like, share the knowledge.
We're just gonna take all the awkward folks, all the self-proclaimed nerds and geeks and stuff. Those will be our people now.
Those are our people.
And we're gonna take them in, and that'll be our group. So hopefully you're cool with that. We're gonna embrace you. Fine. You're gonna be the first one with the sexy accent. You'll be the original sexy accent. That's it.
There you go.
I'll take that title. I will take that and wear it proudly.
All right, Sarah, well, I do expect to hear from you soon because we are also going to be playing Fortnite and maybe Rocket League, maybe not. I don't know. I think we're all a little angry about that.
Yeah, we're all a little salty.
Please reach out. We're serious. We're not just saying it for the podcast. We're cool people, and we want to have connections with other people. Yeah. So
no, of course, you guys are awesome. I would love to play some games with you as soon as my stupid computer stops.
Hey, there's no time limit on our offer.
So we aren't going to just stress out after about a certain it. Time to say, well, we're done.
We won't forget about you. We're not that type of people either. So please reach out again if you ever want to talk. And everybody, please go reach out to her as well. She's awesome. Obviously, you know you're going to get along with her. She has huge tits.
Cool accent.
I'm going to check him out a little bit. That's for damn sure. Just because she didn't flash him on here, though. That's the only reason.
I'm wearing like a bra top at the moment. So they're hands. So like the mask.
I mean, I think you could have gotten him out if you wanted to, but that's fine. I'm not going
to
pressure you.
I'll try not to get your video banned today.
It's fine.
Maybe another day.
Check her out. She's awesome. Great sense of humor. And she's beautiful. So just go check it out. Linktree.com/SarahFeeds. SeraPheeds. Did I get that right?
Yep. That's correct.
Sweet. All right. Thank you again for listening, everybody. And we'll catch you next time.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx. Common confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.